Next item on the agenda, we'll hear from Professor Don Chambers, who will present the annual report from the University Senate's conference. Don, welcome.
Thank you.
Chairman McMillan, President Killeen, members of the board, colleagues, and friends. So I'm here to talk about our accomplishments, the accomplishments of the University Senate's conference for the last year. And I direct your attention to the left side of this slide, which describes the mission of the Senate's conference to work for the greater good of the University of Illinois and its campuses. I suspect that the next time this mission is described, it will have the word system in it. And on the right side of the slide, I indicate a book that has come out about the rise and fall of faculty governance, suggesting a national concern in faculty governance and shared governance and its decline. And I am happy to be able to say that those of us at the University of Illinois who are engaged in shared governance understand it is a rigorous and vigorous process. The University Senate's conference, for the new people on the board, consists of 20 faculty members elected by the three senates. It has a chair. This year I was chair, and Joyce Tolliver from UIUC was vice chair. We have an executive committee of two faculty members from each of the campuses. And we recently, 3 years ago, mapped a series of subcommittees that map with the board subcommittees. And you actually, over the last year, heard from each of the chairs. And finally, we have a staff assistant that has two stars next to her name, namely Connie Saylor. She has two stars next to her name because she is truly a star. She is the person who is responsible for the institutional memory of the conference and the facilitation of the conference. And without her continuing efforts, I don't think I would be able to give this talk. So the goals of the conference, I presented to the Governance Committee of the Board in October. It was to continue and to promote and enhance understanding and interactions between the Board of Trustees, University administration, and the faculty of the University of Illinois, to promote and facilitate ease of transition and leadership during this period of transition, to deal with current issues as they relate to our mission, to complete the mandated review of university statutes in a timely manner, and to participate in the design of the impending university strategic plan. Much of our work has been guided by two recent Senate's conference resolutions. The first was a resolution that we call the Statement on Excellence. University Senate's conference shall endeavor in all that it does to promote the greatest degree of excellence achievable for each of the campuses consistent with the well-being of the others. And excellent campuses ensure the excellence of the University of Illinois. The second resolution was a resolution that we adopted on avoiding cross-campus conflicts. The conference affirmed the right of each campus to propose initiatives designed to further its pursuit of excellence in a manner consistent with its distinct mission and identity. The conference respects and promotes the integrity of campuses, university, board, and state review processes for the approval of any such academic proposals. The conference believes that each campus has an obligation to consider the potential effects of its proposals on the other campuses, and the conference does not believe that it is within the jurisdiction of the faculty or administration of any one campus to curtail the academic planning of any other campus. Rather, the conference urges administration and faculty leaders across the campuses to pursue constructive, collaborative solutions when one proposal or initiative is thought to present potential impediments to any other part of the campuses. We take that very seriously. So the major activities that we completed during this last academic year We completed the mandated review and revision of the university statutes and general rules by May 2015, as promised. We created bylaws for the Senate's conference. We rendered advice on the UIUC Medical School Initiative. We produced a white paper on the principles, importance, and role of the USC in shared governance of the University of Illinois. We produced a resolution on the principles of dealing with cross-campus conflict that I just read to you. We produced a resolution on budget priorities during a time of crisis. We reviewed the Vice President for Academic Affairs. Each year we are mandated to review one of the Vice Presidents who is not a Chancellor. And we honored Christopher Kennedy and Robert Easter with dinners and met with Chairman McMillan, Trustee Estrada, Susan Keyes, Chancellor Emeritus, Prantzler at the time, Eric Gislason, Tom Hardy, and Maureen Parks. So that was a big agenda that we completed. As part of the white paper, and you will get this in the packet for the September meeting, you'll get our written report. We posed, as part of the white paper, we posed a number of institutional wide questions, which we believe are very important to deal with in some ways as part of our strategic plan. And these questions are, what are our core values and missions, and how are they decided? What is the role of shared governance and faculty in such decisions? How do we define teaching, scholarship, economic development, diversity in the context of our specific missions? What is a flagship university, and what are its special responsibilities? How can we disperse the tensions that arise as a function of campus autonomy and centralized authority? So the this is the last time I will address you as chair of the conference. We elected leadership for the next academic year. The chair will be Professor Nicholas Berbulis from the Urbana campus. The vice chair will be Professor Jorge Villegas from the Springfield campus, and the executive committee will be Chorus Mohammedian and Mina Rao from UIC, Jorge Villegas and Peter Boltuck from UIS, and Nick Berbulis and Gay Miller from UIUC. Now, in the last 2 minutes, looking at Susan's eye, I think I can do that, doing a retinal analysis. Since this is the last time I'm likely to address you, at least in this role, I've been thinking about what core missions are, what core responsibilities are, and what do you get when you unwind the baseball in American terms? So if you, those of you who've had the experience of unwinding all the string in a baseball find that in the center there's a real nugget or core. So can we do that for the academy? And I characterize this as the how do you build a learning community? Because I think that's what we're talking about. That's what the three campuses are about. And so I've thought about that, and the next three slides cover my thoughts on that. So the major business of the academy is teaching and scholarship. The products of the academy are educated students and graduates, new knowledge, and the betterment of society. To obtain these goals, which are facilitated by administration, faculty, students, and society interact in a community of learning. That's what I call a learning community. Oops. Let's go back. So we all have accountability, and we all have expectations that lead to that accountability. So what are the expectations of a learning community? To produce critical thinkers and expand and export knowledge, to determine priorities of what to think about. We always talk about critical thinkers, making critical thinkers. Less so do we talk about what the critical thinker should be considering. And also, how to utilize this new knowledge. And finally, in terms of a public university, to meet the demands of a society that Abraham Lincoln characterized as government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And thus, I conclude with a six-word exercise. UIC, one system, three learning communities. Thank you.
Dr. Chambers, if you would, please stay at the lectern, and President Killeen, if you'd join me. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to recognize this gentleman, and I want to just take a moment to reflect a little bit on the history. And Don and I actually had a chance to visit one time, and he explained a little bit of the background to me, not all of it, but a little bit of it, but let me share it with you. First of all, Don is a professor of physiology and biophysics. He is head of the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at the UIC for 18 years. He's director of the GPPA system, program in the College of Medicine. He's trained in Oxford, and he spends some time there often, and a Medical Research Council of the UK. He's a research fellow of the Harvard Medical School. His focus is on, I'll try to make sure I get all this straight, molecular medicine and dentistry, interactions between the nervous system and the immune system, wound healing, tissue homeostasis, cancer and periodontal disease, and molecular diagnosis. Is that all?
That'll do.
Okay. He is the author of over 250 articles, and I know there's a lot of authors in here of articles, but quite remarkable. Among other achievements, he was elected UIC's first Honors College Fellow of the Year. He served at all levels of shared governance, a vice chair of the UIC Senate Executive Committee, chair of the UIC Senate Budget and Planning Committee, and of course, two terms as chair of the University Senate Conference, and has served on the USC for 13 years. Well, that gives a little of the background, but I think the other thing to express is the appreciation that not only all the folks here at UIC have for you on both the East and West campuses, but also the appreciation of the dedication and the strong belief that you have in the University of Illinois and all of the locations of it. So, Don, on behalf of the Board of Trustees and the University, I present this small token of our appreciation to you and thank you for all the service and all the dedication that you provide.
Thank you very much.
President Killeen?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would just like to congratulate you also and thank you. It's been a delight to get to know Don, including late night telephone conversations, and threading the needle in six words is a remarkable accomplishment also. Congratulations. Thank you for your leadership, your dedication, and your ongoing commitment.
Thank you very much.